So let's talk about why your clients aren't, or maybe aren't, seeing results as fast as you want them to. My name is Arden Schiller, and I'm an online business coach. I'm here to help you grow without the hustle and grind, embrace the space in the in-between, and find joy and fulfillment in your business. So, a lot of times, what I've noticed in the coaching industry, especially online, is through our marketing, we tend to project what we are working on ourselves, right? And a lot of times that's normal and that's okay, but the goal is to make sure that you are so aware of what you're working on that you are then able to support your clients through becoming aware of that as well. Let me give you a little example. I'm an online business and fulfillment coach. My goal is to support my clients through enjoying their business long term and showing up out of an energy of abundance and of joy and striving satisfied rather than choosing to show up through lack, or really not even choosing, but showing up through lack, through neediness, through the energy that just doesn't feel good, right? And the reason why I have been so good at supporting my clients through that is because I ran a company, a fitness company, for 2 years, showing up out of lack. And I had to overcome that to start to learn how to strive satisfied. And as I was able to overcome that, I stepped into business coaching, and now I support my clients through that. A lot of times, what I see, though, is fitness coaches saying, you have to be consistent, you have to be disciplined, you need to show up and lift weights, right? And they're saying all these things, which is great. And then they have a fitness coach themselves to hold themselves accountable so that they show up and lift weights, right? Or you see coaches who talk about, I'm going to get you to $10,000 months, but they've only hit $10,000 one or 2 months of their company. And it's not like they're consistently or have consistently transcended past this. And so this can be a really hard topic to touch on because a lot of times we don't like to become aware of these things that, we have to be honest with ourselves when our clients aren't really seeing the results that we want them to see. And a lot of times it's because we haven't fully overcome what we're preaching. And that's okay. The goal is to be able to continuously be aware of what you are preaching and actually lean into that so that you can focus on overcoming it. So let me explain. I did this activity probably like back in like October with one of my mentors, and she told us to write down all of our clients. Now, if you don't have any clients yet, that's okay. So if you don't have with you a piece of paper or pencil, make sure to grab one or just like write this in the notes of your phone. But this is definitely something you want to write down because it took me to write it down to see this. Okay. So you want to write it down, all the names of your clients. If you don't have clients, you can write close family members, friends, people that are close to you. And I want you to write down all of the things that they struggle with and take some time, like take a minute. You can pause this podcast episode, right? And just write down what they struggle with. Okay. And so when I did this with as a fitness coach, I noticed my clients really struggle with like just emotionally, like being distraught and like practically numbing themselves and then going and working out. That's something I did all the time. I worked out. It didn't matter if I was sick. It didn't matter how I was emotionally. Like, I didn't care about my mental health. I just numbed and I kept going. So when I did this with my fitness clients, I noticed they were doing the same. Or they would numb so hard, they would actually ignore me, like blatantly ignore me. So when I would try to hold them accountable, they would be like, "Oh yeah, sorry, I missed your message." Right? Yeah, so start writing down like all of the patterns in your potential clients or in your clients that you're seeing pop up with what they struggle with. And right next to it, I want you to write, just like me, just like me, just like me. And though you might right now be like, oh no, like your ego's coming up. Oh no, I'm not, this isn't a mirror. This isn't, I've transcended past it. Maybe you have, maybe you have. But it's also good to recognize that these are the things that they have not been able to transcend past. And if they have not been able to transcend past this, why haven't you helped them to do so? Why haven't you helped them to do so yet? Right. And now, listen, in the first week or month of your container, maybe it's not, right? I've had business coaching clients where I've done this on them and I've said, okay, this coaching client is still emotionally dumping. But by month two, she wasn't. By month two, she was done, right? We were able to transcend past that. Does that mean it doesn't come up here and there? Absolutely. Like, it still does. And I call her out on it and I make her aware of it, right? And that is a really huge factor as well, is to now, when you are aware of what they're struggling with, what your clients are struggling with, what you are struggling with, you're actually going to be a lot more aware of when it's showing up. So before you actually take this autopilot or subconscious initiative to go through and potentially, let's say, emotionally dump on your coach, you can stop yourself from doing so. Okay. So it's called like a role reversal. So you're able to become aware of this before you move forward. Your clients are going to be able to do that as well, when you can start calling them out on it consistently. But the only way to be able to support your clients and call them out, oh, you know, you skipped another workout. We need to make sure you push through on this next workout. The only way you're going to be able to do that is to make sure that you've transcended past that as well. Okay. So for example, I have a fitness client who we meal prep together every single week. And sometimes it's through a FaceTime video. Sometimes it's just I text her and I say, hey, like, don't forget to meal prep. And then there's some weeks or some days that she'll be like, I literally don't want to meal prep today. I make sure that I say, okay, so then when are you going to meal prep? Give me the time and the date. And I text her at the time and I hold her accountable. I say, hey, did you meal prep? And if she says no, then we have to have a conversation. Well, you said you were going to meal prep. You know, making these small commitments to yourself are important, blah, blah, blah. I don't want you to feel, you know, crappy next week. Right? So we have a conversation around that. And because I am able to do this, right? If I say, you know, oh, I'm not going to meal prep Wednesday, I'll meal prep Thursday. I have all the alternative solutions around being able to meal prep Thursday, even if I don't feel like it. Right? And so because I've transcended past that, and now I can, like, I've created this discipline to go and do it anyway. I've created this discipline to have these small commitments to myself and I follow through with them. I help my clients do that as well. And I've noticed that because of that, I attract a lot of self-led driven clients. I attract a lot of clients who will literally send me a document with quarter one all planned out and say, hey, can you check this over? Instead of me needing to walk them through planning quarter one. Right. And so it's being able to recognize what do your clients struggle with? Okay. What do your clients struggle with? Do they depend on you? Do you have to baby them? How much are you holding them accountable? Do you just have the conversations or are you literally texting them every single day? Right. So what does this look like? What do they struggle with? And when you can actually see their struggles so clearly because you are aware of them and yourself, you're going to help them transcend past it. Your clients are going to start to see results and they're going to feel really good. They're going to feel really, really good. And not only will that make them feel really good because they're seeing results, they're going to re-sign with you and then you're going to feel really good too. And so I hope this activity was really beneficial for you. It's something that has really supported me. I do it almost every single month, or anytime I get a new client, I'll like do it quickly on like, I'll ask them kind of what they see themselves struggling with. And then over the first like month, I'll like kind of write down little things that I see them struggling with. And then from there, we have the conversations around it. So if you guys like this and you're like, wow, this is like awesome, make sure to share it with one friend, one person that you think this would benefit. I appreciate you joining my podcast and listening in to grow into a CEO. So baby, close your eyes.